Habakkuk chapter 2, and I read from verse 2. It says, "Then the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that it may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith." Amen. Verse 4, I take it again. It says, "Behold, the proud, his soul is not upright within him, but the just shall live by his faith." Hallelujah. In the New Living Translation, Habakkuk 2, verse 4 says, "Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God." Amen. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves, and their lives are crooked. But the righteous will live by their faithfulness to God. In the Message translation, Habakkuk 2, verse 4 says, "Look at that man bloated by self-importance, full of himself, but soul empty. But the person in right standing before God, true, loyal, and steady believing, is fully alive." Really alive. Amen. Hallelujah. It says again, "But the person in right standing before God, true, loyal, and steady believing, is fully alive and really alive." Amen. Hallelujah. For the tape ministry, I titled this "Living by Faith." Amen. First, before I go that, let me just do this. Setman sends his greetings. He was meant to have been here this morning, but the airlines, the powerful airlines, they changed the plans. So he's just in the mid-air right now. Hallelujah. But he said I should send his greetings. So that when we play this tape, you will remember, you see that I said it. Amen. He so wanted to be here for this service. But this is how God will have it. Amen. Hallelujah. So the New King James Version tells us that the just shall live by his faith. The Message translation says that true, loyal, and steady believing, that man that is in right standing before God is fully alive and really alive. Hallelujah. Very important. As we walk and as we move, as we look forward to a year that is full of grace, a year that is full of bountiful things, a year that is full of God's grace and God's mercies, it is important that we walk walk our walk and talk our talk in faith. Amen. Hallelujah. He says that write the vision and make it plain. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that it may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, it will surely come. It will not tarry. Amen. So what everybody holds on to is very important, because it determines how well you wait for whatever promise that you're waiting for. Amen. It determines how the extent to which you're willing to stake your neck or to make your stakes for that which you are waiting for and you are hoping for. It's very important. Bible says the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. Amen. And the Bible has also helped us to break down with the justice, the one that is in right standing with God. That's the one that is called just. He will live by his faith. Amen. And your faith cannot but be anchored on God himself. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 1. And I read from verse 16. It says, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Hallelujah. So Habakkuk 2 verse 4 tells us that the just shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17 says, because if you are not ashamed of the gospel, it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, the Jew first and also for the Greek. And then it is, for in it, the righteousness of God is revealed. So the righteousness of God is revealed in the gospel. That's what he's saying. And that from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So the best way to, for me, one of the ways for me to always illustrate this is that if you want to embark on any journey, or any, not journey as in traveling, but any project or anything, your driving force, behind the driving force for that venture or that journey is always what keeps you going in that journey. Amen. It's always what keeps you going. And that's why oftentimes we always say that if you do anything or you embark on anything, you need to find a scripture to hold on to. Because in those words, you will always find comfort and you will always find the patience that you need to forge ahead in whatever venture you are going to. Because if there's nothing to hold on to, there's no word of God to hold on to, there is no faith in action, then when the turbulence comes, what are you going to hold on to? Amen. Hallelujah. What are we going to hold on to? Except you see something and say, oh, okay. You know, so, I mean, on which day I got to my children's school, and then Timilolua came to me and said, my blazer has been stolen. And he was smiling. And I looked at him and I shook my head because he was smiling because to him his blazer has been stolen and he's telling the one that will get another blazer. So he was smiling and you know what that means. You have to get another one. He was just smiling. I looked at him, I turned away, and we were just driving home. And I was just thinking in my head that, oh, what manner of audacity. That the confidence with which he came. And then when he was saying actually, I put it here, then somebody took it, emptied the pockets, and took it away. So I know that it was stolen. So he didn't even wait for me to ask him, how did it get stolen? Say, so it's not my fault, though. That was what he was trying to tell me. It's not my fault. But he was so confident. And I was like, when I was going to say, like, if I don't buy this blazer, I will so bust his bubble. Because I was just ready to, like, you know what? I'm not buying this blazer. You're going to go to school without your blazer and explain to them why it is missing. But then the Spirit of God on his side said, look at him again. He has approached you with so much confidence and has made his case so plain that there is no way to puncture it. So I just got to him and I wanted to talk. Each time I went to talk, the voice would say, you cannot say anything. Because he has so much faith in the fact that because I've always told them, if there's any problem, just let me know how it has happened and then we'll solve the problem. So before he sat down, before I even asked him anything, he just told me the problem, told me how the problem happened, and meaning that the solution is left to you. So in the evening, when I went to him, I said, come, tell me again how this jacket got missing. And I said, he says, Daddy, see, everything I put in the pocket of the jacket, they put inside my bag. Then they took the jacket away. So it's not anything about somebody playing prank. The person that took it actually wanted that jacket. I took it away. So when following the man I got to his school, I complained. As I was going to buy him another jacket, I complained to, and I said, "Ah, okay, please call him. We want to know how it happened." So I called him, and then he told them again. And then he said they will look for it. But I bought the blazer for him. Now, next time anything happens to him, you know what will happen? He will still walk in that confidence. But he will be sure that everything he's saying, okay, is consistent and in line with the things that are expected of him. Amen. Hallelujah. If we go to God, we have that confidence by the blood of Jesus, okay, that we can approach his throne of grace and of mercy. And anything we ask in the name of Christ, we will have. Hallelujah. But you see, the things that God has made available for us, they are not made available because we ask, just because we ask. They are made available because they align with the will and the intent of God. Amen. So, if you want to see the power of God, just allow the will and the intent of God to be present. And then you will see God in his fullness being made manifest. So, where the intent and will of God is known, it is absolutely impossible for you not to experience the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's absolutely impossible. Let's look at some faith stories in the Bible. Luke chapter 1. You see the season of Christmas. Abby? Sorry. So Luke chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 26. It says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end.' Then Mary said to the angel, 'How can this be, since I do not know a man?' And the angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month of her who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible.'" Verse 38. Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Hallelujah. Interesting. It takes you being conversant with the workings of God for you to entertain an angel and have a conversation and not run away. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel appeared to her. Okay? And then began to speak with her. See, but she said when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. She was not troubled at the sight of him. So in one part of me is tempted to believe that it's not Mary's first encounter with an angel. Another part is tempted to say that, she must have heard encounters of people around her with angels. So they're just, sometimes you hear a story over and over again that when they tell you to say the story, you say it as though you're the one that was there. You just become used to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Like people that watch football, everybody is a footballer by mouth. They will tell you how to cough the ball and why this one cannot cough the ball this way and cough the ball that way. And so it just becomes norm. So I was thinking in my mind that how come Mary did not, I can understand Zachariah when the angel appeared to him. Okay? Even Zachariah did not believe the way Mary believed. The guy was still dilly-dallying. But Mary was troubled at his saying. And then she said to him that but when she saw him, she was troubled at saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Okay? And how did he greet her? He said, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." Okay? That's what was worrying her. Now, verse 30 says, "Then the angel said, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." So everything that the angel told her about what she would do, she just said, "Okay, be it unto me according to your word." But then, so that she would have something else to hold on to, the angel said, "You know what, Elizabeth, your kinsman is gone 6 months. The one that was thought was barren." Hallelujah. So imagine if. So the other part of the story I didn't read, Mary went to Judah and went to the house of Elizabeth and went to greet Elizabeth. Imagine the shock Mary would have had if she got to Elizabeth's house and did not find out which child. Amen. The angel has come and expected that everything that he told Mary, she would take hook, line, and sinker. Hallelujah. And his only evidence was that, you know what? This your cousin. He's already 6 months pregnant. Meaning that if the one that was told barren could have received of God and he's 6 months down the line, these ones that I have told you is more than done. That's what it means. I don't know what took Mary there, but Mary did not say, I don't believe. And it was not recorded as it was recorded for Sarah that she laughed behind the curtains. And it was not recorded for her that it happened for Zechariah. Because then Zechariah became mute so that he would not scatter out God's plan with his mouth. Hallelujah. Then verse 39 says, "Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to the city of Judah." That sentence alone tells you that Mary was going there to do what? To confirm. How do I know? He says she left with what? With haste. Hallelujah. So someone gives you a promise and says that, you know what, tomorrow morning or tomorrow you will find some a package, blah blah blah. In that tomorrow, you will not be able to wait for it. You will hasten the night yourself and tell God that let it be a day of shorter, the time they call shorter days, shorter nights and longer days. They used to tell us those things in geography. So if you look at it, I think that we have longer days now because it doesn't get dark early now. So you say, God, let this darkness. So what she did in haste was she was simply going to see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. It says there that she went into the inn country with haste to the city of Judah and entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the baby lived in her womb and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Or why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Amen. Hallelujah. The two of them are carrying, the two of them were carrying nations. They are carrying mighty men on their side. Hallelujah. And then Elizabeth said, why should it be that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which we were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Elizabeth was not there when the angel spoke with her, to her. Neither did she know what the angel spoke to her. But the Bible records here that in verse 41, and it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The power convention is tagged. What is it tagged? Yes. So what's the theme of the power convention? Yeah, open your book. Open book exam. What is the theme of the power convention? Life. open book exam. We already did it. Life in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Life in the Spirit. Amen. That was the theme of the power convention. And I purposely said that to you because it is important that you begin to orientate yourself towards that theme. And this portion of the Bible is very important. It says that she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And then she began to speak with Elizabeth, with Mary. So meaning that all that Elizabeth was saying to Mary was utterance that was given to her by the Spirit. Amen. So there was a Noah on the inside of her that suddenly started speaking as though it was the angel that spoke to her in the beginning. It says that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke with a loud voice and said, blessed are you among women. Hallelujah. You know, I said, this must have spoken. I mean, it's not the must. It's obvious that she spoke by the utterance of the Holy Spirit. He said she was filled with the Holy Spirit, and then she spoke in a loud voice. And you know what is also interesting? The same words that the angel told her were the words she repeated to Mary. In verse 28, same Luke 1, verse 28, the Bible says, and having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. That's an encounter between Mary and the angel. And the Bible says, blessed are you among women. The Lord is to your favored. Now, when the Spirit came and filled up Elizabeth, the Bible says that I should have called my name Moses. So I won't use glasses. Hallelujah. So it says, verse 41, it says, and it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with loud voice and said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is it granted to me that the mother of the Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. How did Elizabeth know that there were certain things that were told Mary from the Lord? Except by the Holy Spirit. You know, I said something during Bible school this morning. Everything we do from inside out. Hallelujah. So that's why even Christ came. He said, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him. is what comes out of a man that defiles him. Okay? And then when we were reading 1 John 4 this morning, he talked about the fact that greater is the one on the inside of you than the person that is in the world. Hallelujah. So it's from inside out. So the Noah on the inside of Elizabeth was confirming the words of God to Mary. So Mary didn't need any other thing to convince her anymore. First, she accepted those words in faith when she was given. But because the angel told her that Elizabeth is with child, she made haste to go and check. And then when she got there, she got double confirmation that this thing I've heard, it is ever going to come to pass. And the Bible says here that, blessed in verse 46, verse 45 says, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things we were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the lowly state of his maidservant. For behold, henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is he, and his mercy is on those who fear him from generation to generation. Hallelujah. And in verse 5, she says, and he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. Amen. Mary did not for one time question what the angel told her. But all she did was to go look for an affirmation, a confirmation of what the angel told her. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know what? So she got more than she bargained for. What she wanted to go and see is the one that was gone 6 months ahead. But because the one that was born gone 6 months ahead in pregnancy was already carrying a seed. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, this is what the angel said about the seed that Elizabeth is carrying. So that you know that already on the inside of Elizabeth, something was already at work. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1 verse 13. It says, but the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zachariah, for your prayer is heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John, and you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. He will also be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from where? From his mother's womb. Hallelujah. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. He will also go before him in spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of fathers to their children and to the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So it was said of the one that Elizabeth was carrying, that right from the womb, he will be filled with what? The Holy Spirit. So God does things sequentially. And he does things in order. Hallelujah. So that was spoken. So once the spoken word came to Mary, she already bore the mark of Christ. Hallelujah. Because that word was spoken. You know, it's like that finds like. You get what I'm saying? It's like that finds like. So when Mary spoke, when she entered the house of Elizabeth, it was the baby on the inside that reacted. Hallelujah. He said the baby leaped with joy. And then instantly, the mother was filled with spirit. All the while, she was an incubator for the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The voice of Mary, the one that, at that instance, she started carrying Christ. Because the spirit had already spoken to her. And he had said, be it unto me according to your word. Hallelujah. So she was not the Mary that was before the angel spoke to her. She was a different Mary. It was just like when I was saying to you last week that Abraham, Sarai, God told Abraham that your wife will be Sarai. But then when he came calling back, he referred to her as Sarah. Okay, so she was called Sarai from the inception. And when God came and told him about the promise that she will have a child, he now said, your wife will not be Sarah, she will be Sarah. When the angels came, they referred to her not as Sarai, they referred to her as Sarah. Because that foundation had already been laid when God spoke. So when the word goes forth, it had already gone to accomplish whatever it will accomplish. The time it takes between when it was spoken and when there's a physical manifestation is a totally different ball game. Hallelujah. But once the word of God goes forth, amen, that word has already accomplished what he wants to accomplish. That's why Habakkuk 2, it says you should make it plain. Write it, make it plain, so that you may run with it. Hallelujah. Please, let's go there so I won't be in error. Habakkuk 2, chapter 2, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. It says, then the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. What I'm saying is that once the vision or the word has gone forth, everything begins to orchestrate itself so that that word that was sent forth is actualized. Hallelujah. So it wasn't that the Bible already told us that the baby from the womb of Elizabeth will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Okay? And then the Spirit of God was on the inside of Mary. And so when Mary spoke, it was an activation for the one in the womb. Say, okay, yes, I know you are here. Hallelujah. It was the Spirit on the inside of her that she was carrying, that she also tapped into and then began to speak. And say, how be it that the mother of my Lord is here? Amen. It's as good as saying it was just the voice of the baby in the womb that saying, my Lord is here. The mother of my Lord is here. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it took faith, not rejecting what God has said, for the two women to actualize the word of God. I've read the Bible, it said the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. Mary could have said, I'm not interested in this. But she didn't say that. She said, let it be unto me according to your word. And in verse 45, Elizabeth says, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hallelujah. When we believe what God has said, it's an act of faith. And so when we step out in faith, it is an assurance for you and I that there will be a fulfillment of the word that the Lord has spoken to us. Amen. And I say, I didn't see an angel. I didn't hear an angel. Hallelujah. Amen. The babe in the womb only heard the voice of Mary and leaped for joy. Hallelujah. And things started happening. I said, like begets like. Hallelujah. If you go to 1 Corinthians, let me take it from verse 9. It says, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. We'll stop. says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given unto us. Amen. So the verse 9 talks about the fact that ordinarily, without the Spirit, okay, everything becomes mysterious. He says, eye has not seen nor heard, as he entered into the heart of man, the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Without the Spirit. Amen. Because he says here, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. So if you don't go to verse 10 and you stop at verse 9, you forever be saying that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. Okay? But the Bible is telling you that now God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. Amen. And that's why the Bible was very careful and very intentional when he was talking about the encounter between Elizabeth and Mary, saying that she was, first told us that she was filled with the Spirit. And because she was filled with the Spirit, the things that were mysterious, that would have been mysterious without the Spirit, were made known to Elizabeth. He says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, for the Spirit searches out all things, yet the deep things of God. Amen. It is deep for you to understand that someone that was just told almost immediately that you shall be the mother, woman shall call you blessed. When you see that same person, you are telling the same person the exact words the angel spoke to the person. It is deep for you to understand that all the words are called her blessed, and then that is the mother of the Lord. Those are the deep things of God. Ordinarily, I mean, is their cousins? You know, is it not Mary? She doesn't have a husband. She doesn't know a man. How can she be the mother of the Lord? Elizabeth could also have been questioning, but Elizabeth has gone 6 months down the line. So at that point, Elizabeth was no longer living a life out of faithlessness. She already had a tangible evidence that God, when God speaks, it happens. Remember what the Bible talks about faith. Hebrews chapter 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Amen. So initially, when Zechariah was told, he had to be by faith that they will receive. Right now, that evidence, that substance was already with Elizabeth. Okay? So whatever anything else the Spirit was palpitating in her, she needed no other encounter to walk in faith and just begin to declare the things that the Spirit was telling her. Because you already encountered what faith does. He says faith is the evidence of things not seen. Abi? The faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. So when she got the impression in her spirit that behold, the mother of the Lord is here, she did not question it. Hallelujah. It's just like the encounter between children and their parents. Day one, day two, day three. In fact, by the time it's day four, mother and child are already well bonded. Because they had already been bonded even from the womb. Hallelujah. And so, it will be difficult for a child not to trust the mother when the child is born. The child doesn't look for any other person. The child knows his mother by instinct. When he's crying, when you give the baby back to the mother, almost instantly, it will stop. And if he's looking for food, he knows where to look for food. If you give a child to another woman, he will know that this is not my mother. How it happens, I don't know. But I've seen it, that you give one, just take it, he's crying. give it to this one. He will cry. And then just carry the baby. I'm going to give it to the child. Instantly, that baby will keep quiet. And then when he keeps quiet, he begins to now tell the mother, say, I know they cry just for fun. I'm looking for food. And then he starts his own encounter with the mother. But he knows that I'm where food is. As evidence. So for Elizabeth, she started living by faith. And she was already in faith. So when the Spirit was telling her about Mary, she was able to say it without even question. She didn't think about it twice. When you are walking in faith, you do not think about the word of God twice. Once it comes, you fly with it. Hallelujah. Once the word of God comes, you just flow with the word of God. I said, and it's important also that we note, we ought always to live our life from inside out. The Spirit is indwelling. So if there's a Noah on the inside, that Noah is the one that propels you and makes you say the things that you say. Hallelujah. Amen. So that those things you say, there'll be an accomplishment of those things. But if you do not carry the Spirit of God, it will be difficult. Everything will become everything will stay mysterious. Are you getting what I'm saying? Everything you say, I do not know what God has in store. I do not go. But he says, but God has revealed to us by his Spirit. So God orchestrated everything. First, it was that John the Baptist must come. And it had to be a supernatural encounter for John the Baptist's parents to conceive him. Okay? And then Christ was come. Hallelujah. And he was going to confound the whole world with the way the Christ will come. But that simple act of faith from Mary is what nailed it for me. It's so amazing that all she did was say, okay, whatever you say. Because she could recognize that it was the angel of God. And he also tells me so another thing about the people that lived before the New Testament. Okay, even all these stories, so you know that even though they're in the New Testament, they're still part of the Old Testament. Because Christ was not born at this point. So Mary's encounter with an angel would have been that she would have read by the books different encounters of the prophets. In Hebrews chapter 1, the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1, God who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hallelujah. So Mary's encounter with the angel is as a result of their being conversant with the way that God dealt with the prophets. I mean, they will have read how the angels came to visit Abraham and spoke and said, Sarah is going to be with her child. And they will have read the encounter of Jacob and his wrestling the angels. They will have read so many encounters. And that takes us back to Romans 15 verse 4. Because these stories that were written before, they were written for our learning, so that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, will have hope. So if them that did not have the dispensation, because Christ came and said, it is expedient that I go, and then the Holy Spirit comes and dwells with you. Hallelujah. If they did not have that encounter with the Holy Spirit, but they could understand the workings of God by the stories that were written for them in those days, how much more you and I, clinging on to the word of God that we have, and most importantly, to the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, from verse 10 says, but God has revealed them to us by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Amen. Let's pause there. Except what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of a man which is in him. Hallelujah. Even so, no man knows the things of God except the spirit of God. So, except Elizabeth was carrying the seed of God that had the Holy Spirit, she couldn't have known that Mary was carrying the Lord himself. So he took the spirit on the inside of Elizabeth and the spirit on the inside of Mary. He took the two of them to bring out an actualization and that physical representation that Elizabeth spoke and spoke to Mary. Hallelujah. It was spirit to spirit. Nothing to do about the physical container. Because the Bible made it clear that it was a spirit, Holy Spirit. She was filled with the Holy Spirit and then she spoke. Don't believe a life of faith. It is a life that is filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. If you are living a life of faith, it is a life that is filled by the Spirit of God. The Bible says the just shall live by his faith. And the way I've been taught, if you negate it, then the just will die without faith. Amen. If the Spirit searches out the Spirit, then you cannot operate outside of the Spirit. The Bible tells us when we speak in tongues, we pray in the will of God, unknowingly. Right? So why would you do that? It says, so that the Spirit will help you search out the will of God. And why would the Spirit help you search out the will of God? So that you can pray in the will of God. So, when we pray in the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. Then you pray in. I hope I'm getting it right. You pray it in. You pray in the will of God. That's when God's power is made manifest. Because where his intent and his will, where they are, there you see his power. Hallelujah. You know, we say, it's difficult when you know, when you talk about political things. But at the time I was speaking to someone, and he said, no, that agency has all it takes. We're talking about an agency. He says, that agency has all it takes for all the financial, that's all the financial transactions that you'll ever think, that ever happens in this country. And I says, so why is it so difficult to track all these monies left to right? Why is it somebody stole money? Somebody, why is it so difficult? He says, because there's no will. The willpower to track it is not there. You know what he's saying? That although everything is there available, the will to go and pull it out is not there. Huh? So I said, okay, no problem. He said, but if it's a high-profile case, or it's the one that they want to witch hunt, they have that willpower, and then they go, and then they carry it, and carry the records. I'm saying that when there's an intention, and there's a will, everything around the intention and will bring power available. So when it comes to God's intent and God's will, God's power is always available because his power backs up his will and his intent. Hallelujah. So if you don't pray in the Spirit and you don't pray in God's will, you're not going to see a manifestation of God's power. And it takes faith for you to walk with God. So today everybody will talk about Mary. If you don't talk about Mary, at least once in a year, you will remember Mary. Hallelujah. But if you are truly, I'm not saying you now worship Mary. You just remember that this is how Christ was born. That he had a mother. And he took a willing mother, okay, a willing vessel in her to have the baby incubated. That was God's plan. Even Joseph demonstrated faith. Because the angel appeared to him in his dream and so on and said, this thing that you have planned, that you want, you no. You want to secretly put away? No. You can't do that. It took faith for him also to accept what God has said and to work with it. Hallelujah. The Bible's in Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to read it again. Hebrews 11. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It says, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Hallelujah. The New Living Translation says, faith shows the reality of what we hope for. It is the evidence of things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. Hallelujah. The New King James Version says that they had a good testimony. Amen. In the book of James, James tells us that Job made us see the end that God intended. So there's always an intent when God starts anything. Okay? So God said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. That was his intention. And then his will. Okay? And once those two were present, the power of God brought it to pass. And once he formed man out of the dust, because he has to be in his image and in his likeness, he said, he breathed the breath of life. He put his spirit in man. So man does not have a spirit. Man himself is a spirit. What man has is a body. Hallelujah. So the definition of man will be that is a spirit that lives in a body and has a soul. Hallelujah. It's just the same way when we talk about God. God is love. It's not that God has love. God is love. And because man is spirit, it was important that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, came so that he can negotiate with the spirit that is man. Because the physical, the flesh and the spirit, they are always at war. So if man was flesh, then the Holy Spirit would not have been able to communicate with man. Hallelujah. Because the two of them are always at war. But because man is a spirit, okay, so know it and know it very well, that man is a spirit. You know what I remember? When we were growing up, if somebody puts on another person's clothes, and it still happens, you say there's going to be a transference of spirit. Abi? Yes. Or did he tell you that you cannot wear anybody's clothes anyhow? You have to sanctify it. Hallelujah. But I'm saying that like begets like, and only like to speak with like. And God was very intentional. So once man fell, okay, he broke that connection between God and man. Because the two of them are spirit to spirit. So it was easy for God to communicate. But once that annihilation came, God had to restore man to his original plan. And the only way was for his son to come. And then his son must come in that physical form and die so that he will restore us to that spiritual form that we are supposed to be. That we are. Hallelujah. I cannot speak. If I begin to talk to Uche in my Egba dialect, you'll be lost. Abi? If I say bawa, you don't know the meaning of bawa. You'll be lost. But if he's an Egba man that is here, in fact, the guy will even want to tell me that I even know more than you. See, me, I'm Egba abroad. See, at a meeting, a minister was in a meeting of Spanish people, and there was this person that didn't understand one word of Spanish, and he was praying for the sick, and somebody stood before her before that minister, and she spoke miracles. I can't remember the word, but it was miracles that she spoke in Spanish to the person that she was ministering to. And the woman she was ministering to looked at her, because she was speaking to her in Spanish, but she was speaking in the spirit. The man looked at her, and then she asked, so the minister now asked the person that was looking at her that, what did I say to you? The woman said, you said miracles. And he said, that is the word of God to you. Whatever you are standing here for, it is a miracle and it has happened. I'm saying that for God to speak to you, he has to connect with you where the two of you can meet. And the only meeting place is in the spirit. Because that's who you are. Hallelujah. You are not flesh. You are not soul. Say, me. No. This is just a housing. One day we'll talk about body, soul, and spirit, but this is just a housing. Amen. So it's by faith that we understand all these things. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For it, the elders obtained a good testimony. Hallelujah. If we will obtain a good testimony, then we'll live our life by faith. Because when you live your life by faith, you are simply aligning with God's intent and God's will, and then you make power available. Amen. And it's a continual exercise of these things that makes it become simple and easy to walk in faith. If the just shall live by faith, then the just should understand that it is the place of faith that it connects with what God has already said will happen, or with what God has in store. So the eye has not seen, ear has not heard, or has he entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. In the place of faith and in the spirit, those things that he has prepared for you, he begins to reveal them. He says the deep calls out to the deep. Amen. God is light. He brings light and understanding to the simple. And John 1 said, in him was light, and that light was the life of men. Everything in God's word, when you join them together, it all paints the picture of Christ. Hallelujah. It says, in the beginning was the word. And there are only two books of the Bible that starts with in the beginning. Abi? In Genesis, in the beginning. In John, in the beginning. John says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. And then that word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. See, everything that you see, everything we see is brought to us by light. Any image that you see is brought to us by light. If you will see in the spirit, it has to be that there will be light in the spirit. Hallelujah. And then he will form you images in the spirit. And John 1 tells us that in him was light. Let's just read it. So we will not be in error of over abbreviating. John chapter 1. And then verse 4. It says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Hallelujah. That life was light. So in the spirit, if you have life in the spirit, then you have light. And then you are able to see things in the spirit. Are you getting me? And whatever things you see in the spirit, then they will be made manifest in the physical. Because there in the spirit, the intent and the will of the Lord will draw the power of God to make them manifest. Everything that man will ever be starts from the spirit realm. And if you don't have faith, you cannot even begin to walk in the spirit. Amen. So Mary's faith of not questioning was because she had confidence in the things that she had read and that were written before. She had confidence and comfort in those things. And she could relate with what the angel was saying. And from then on, there was no looking back. You don't start in faith and go back. You must continue your journey in faith. Otherwise, you will not be worthy of the journey. Let us rise on our feet. We have to learn the power. We have to learn that the proper response to God's grace is faith. So when God has favored a man, hallelujah, it is that faith that you have that is proper response to the grace that God has given to you. Faith is not what we do to get God to move, but it is what we do to actualize God's promises for us. Just thank Him this morning. Give Him praise. He has already made supply for all that we need by grace before we've ever even thought of it. But the proper response to that grace that He has given to us is by faith in Him. Mary's response, Elizabeth's response, and the sequences of events afterwards are evidences to the fact that what God has done, we only bring them down by faith. Just give Him praise this morning. Thank Him. We give Him all the praise, give Him all the glory, that indeed we walk by faith and not by sight. And all the things that He has given to us, we search out by the Spirit of God, even by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we give You all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name we pray.